It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you know, if you have gained weight and then lost it, or if you've had a baby, or if you're somebody that's, you know, really used certain medications or stands on your feet too long, or there's a whole number of reasons why you might have stretch marks. And we're going to talk about how to get rid of those today with Meredith Foster. She's a licensed esthetician and founder of Truth in Body Truth in Beauty Consulting. Welcome to the show, Meredith. So, stretch marks. I was pregnant. I got them. They're not that bad, but I know some people who have them really, really badly. So let's start running through a list. How can we get rid of these things? Because there's a lot of products on the market that claim to get rid of them.
Absolutely. Well, one of the best things that you can do is to treat your stretch marks as soon as they come about. The fresher the stretch mark, the easier it is to help fade it and treat it. So there are a number of different things that we can do when it comes to helping to minimize the appearance of stretch marks. The number one and most important thing is to wear sunscreen. If it's an area that is exposed to the sun, minimizing any kind of exposure to the sun, any kind of additional color will darken those stretch marks. So you want to make sure, again, if you're exposing that area, that they are covered with a good SPS.
Okay, so sunscreen and getting your stretch marks, you know, concentrating on them right at the beginning when you see them.
Absolutely. So there are a few different ways that you can tackle treating your stretch marks. You can start by looking at over-the-counter products, specifically products that have ingredients called alpha hydroxy acids in them. These things are glycolic acids, lactic acids. And those particular ingredients are very good at providing a smoothing effect. So if you do have stretch marks that have a bit of a raised texture to them, they can help to soften texture. And glycolic and lactic acids can help to minimize some of the pink or purple or red color that we get within the stretch mark.
Okay, so are these prescription?
They are available in some over-the-counter products. They are usually at lower concentrations. You can then seek out help from a dermatologist. Dermatologist offices usually have products that have higher doses of those ingredients, so higher dose glycolic and higher dose lactic acids that will be a little bit more potent, that will pack a bit more punch, if you will, in helping to soften and minimize discoloration within a stretch mark.
Okay, so some of them are in lower concentration over the counter. Are there, you know, people use belly butter when they're pregnant and they use all these things to try and minimize them to before they happen. Is there such a thing as a prevention?
To a certain extent, yes. Keeping an area well lubricated during pregnancy with things like shea butter, avocado oil, coconut oil, so that as the skin stretches, it's less of a stress. However, the tendency to develop stretch marks really is something that is genetically predisposed. So if you have that in the family, it's probably likely that you might develop them, even despite applying oils to keep the area well lubricated.
Okay, so there is a genetic component to them.
There is, yes.
Wow. Well, I imagine people don't really realize that. Now, also, there's, you know, people try these laser therapies and microdermabrasion. And, you know, do any of these work really?
These treatments can help, again, reduce the appearance of stretch marks. The unfortunate thing with stretch marks is once they're there, we're probably never going to make them ever completely disappear. However, there are lasers available that, again, can help to eradicate some of that red and purple discoloration. Microdermabrasion, chemical peels, again, can help to soften any texture that has developed within a stretch mark. Your doctor can even prescribe a prescription retinoid to use on a daily basis that can, again, help with discoloration and texture. So there are a variety of different things you can do, and each one has a little bit more strength to it, especially when you are seeking out things from your physician. But as far as completely diminishing and making a stretch mark go away, there really is no guarantee. The best thing you can do, though, when you have those stretch marks, again, seek out help as soon as possible. The longer you wait, the more difficult it is going to be to make them fade and diminish their appearance.
Now, people want to, Meredith, sometimes try some at-home treatments like, you know, aloe or olive oil or combinations of botanicals, things that, you know, they have around the house. Or do any of these work? Are there some natural plant remedies that can help diminish the look of stretch marks?
There are different things that you could do to help soften the area. Again, if you have a stretch mark that has a bit more texture to it, again, keeping it well hydrated and well lubricated can make them feel better. But as far as home remedies, there's nothing that has been proven to really fade away a stretch mark.
Are there any roles that hormones play? I mean, because obviously we get them when we're pregnant, and, you know, we just usually would assume that it's because your belly got stretched and then they go right below on the sides there in that sort of standard area. Is there any role that hormones play?
Not to a large extent, no. It really is more about that skin stretching rapidly within a short amount of time.
And what about some myths about stretch marks, Meredith, that you can clear up and debunk for us?
Sure. I think one of the big myths is that if you do keep the area lubricated, if you apply oil to it every single day during a pregnancy, that you can prevent stretch marks. You can certainly keep that area well lubricated, and it may help to minimize, but there's nothing that we can do that can completely prevent the occurrence of stretch marks. And I think the other big myth is that there is nothing out there that can guarantee a 100% clearance of a stretch mark that is already in existence. There are plenty of things that we can do, again, to help minimize, but there is nothing at this point that is a 100% guarantee.
If you're somebody who gains weight in the area that you had the stretch mark, does the stretch mark go away, or does it stretch with your skin then?
It stretches with, you know, when we gain weight, that stretch mark will come about from skin pulling in that area. If you then lose the weight, that stretch mark will remain. They might decrease a little bit in their appearance, but typically they do stay.
What a bummer. And I know that they can be so embarrassing for people that they don't want to wear certain clothes and they don't want to, you know, go out with areas exposed. And on some people, you notice them and they're really, really dark. I don't really care, but I know a lot of people really do. And this can be quite devastating. In the last minute, give us your very best advice for reducing the appearance of those stretch marks and trying to minimize, you know, what could be something that can really affect your self-esteem.
Absolutely. Seek help as soon as they form. You know, your best bet is going to be getting help from someone like a dermatologist. Things that are prescription strength are going to pack a much bigger punch than things that you can find over the counter. So if it is something that is really getting in the way of the quality of life, certainly seek out help from a dermatologist sooner rather than later.
Well, that's really good advice. And tell people, Meredith, where they can find out more information about you.
Sure. You can go to my website at truthinbeautyconsulting.com.
And truthinbeautyconsulting.com. You can get more information on reducing the appearance of stretch marks and some great information on beauty in general. And, you know, if you've got these and they affect your self-esteem and you're somebody who really feels that people are looking at them, I would just like to tell you that, you know, you can try all of these things and you can get rid of them as best you can, but don't let that be the defining something about yourself, because people are not looking. And if you've just had a baby, then God, that's much more beautiful than a few lines that are going to show up, and wear them proudly, own them, because they mean something and they mean that you just did something pretty huge. Anyway, that's just my personal opinion. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole, and stay well.